Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 640 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from Joel. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. My name is Dr. Joel Fugleberg. I own Lifestyle Chiropractic, and I have a website which can be found at lifestylechirocenter.com. Obviously, this is a service-oriented brick-and-mortar business. With this in mind, I'm on the verge of launching my first podcast in the health and wellness genre. I'll be promoting this content to my current patients slash clients, but I have high hopes for the podcast beyond just my local clients, and I have ideas for additional podcasts. So my question is, should I create a podcast page on my current site, or should I create a separate site to host my podcast? Thanks.
Hey, Joel, thanks so much for your question. I appreciate it. And thank you for what you do as a chiropractor, because my chiropractor is awesome too. And definitely something I recommend for people to get access to if they don't yet. Anyway, to answer your question straight away, keep it on your own site. There's really no real reason why you should have your podcast hosted on another website. Because even more so, because you promote the podcast or are going to promote the podcast to your existing patients and your clients, like you said, and you want more people to come and become clients. And with the exposure that you're going to get from your podcast, which you will get more exposure, especially when you connect with other influencers, when you do all these interviews and they start promoting your show, you don't want to have people visit a website that just has your podcast on it and then have to have them take an extra step to come and visit you on, lifestylechiropractic.com. So you want people to all be in that one specific area. The only real reason why you would want to separate a podcast onto another domain and have it be just away from your primary business is that it's completely separate and has nothing to do with it. That's the only reason why you would want to do it. Now, I can see instances where, for example, a person might have a service-based business and maybe that website is at, for example, joelfugleberg.com, and then they have a podcast that's named something else. In that instance, it sort of makes sense in our heads to create, you know, the podcast name.com by Joel Fugleberg, but you can also have it set up that way and just have it redirect to your primary business and to your primary website. So to make it easy for people who are listening to your show to come and visit you on your main primary website, all you'd have to do is buy a domain name and not build a website on it, but have it forward to your primary business from there. And that way, just again, your main website, that's your hub. And then as you create these new podcasts, like you say, although I would recommend starting with one and focusing on that and building that following, and then you can actually branch out from there like I have over time. I have Smart Passive Income, I have Ask Pat, and a few others. Definitely don't worry about that right now. Worry about that one podcast, getting it up and running, getting the systems in place, getting it to a point where hopefully you can have other team members helping you edit it and post it so that you can just focus on what Joel needs to do, which is serving your clients, serving your patients, creating content to get more of those things and get more exposure for you and your brand. So that's what I would recommend. And Joel, very easy. Thank you so much, and hopefully that helps you with the direction that you're going. I appreciate you, and we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And as always, I love to end with a quote, and today's quote is from Jonas Sachs. Good marketers see consumers as complete human beings with all the dimensions real people have. Couldn't agree more. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Happy 4th. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.